All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. Today's a little special show. Yesterday was the it was the 51st anniversary of the 1972 Vineta, Oregon Grateful Dead show, which is outside of probably Cornell, probably the most beloved show the band's ever played. It's got a lot of weird kind of circumstances around it and a lot of strange little moments throughout the track list that I think kind of set it apart from a lot of other shows, especially a lot of other 72 shows. And so we're going to play some highlights from it because it's one of my favorite shows. If I had to pick one, it might be it. The Dark Star El Paso is enough to make this show kind of special, but there's a lot more else. There's a lot of other things going on, so we're going to kind of discuss that. That was Promised Land, which opens the show after a little introduction. Some background information on Vineta that kind of makes it significant, I guess. It wasn't just a concert. It was actually a fundraiser for Ken Kesey's brother's creamery in Vineta. Pretty much what happened was there's some weird controversy in the 70s. Basically lost his brother some kind of government contract that made, he was providing the yogurt for schools, lost that contract, was effectively looking at losing the entire creamery unless he was able to generate a bunch of money really quickly to kind of save it. And so the dad stepped in and did their thing. It was 110 degrees, supposedly, for most of the show. And if it was also professionally filmed, which is pretty interesting. And I think about 11 songs have been officially released, the video for, which you can find online pretty easily. But of course, the band makes it impossible to actually watch it legally if that's something you want to do. What was I going to say? So it wasn't even like calling a stage what they were playing on is a little bit much because people are kind of constantly running in front of the band and stuff. And nobody had any water. They had to have fire trucks come blast people with water. And it seems like it was a mess, but it led to some really, really great music. Three sets worth of great music, actually, which, again, kind of significant for that in and of itself. So as much as I want to play, before we go any further, the Dark Star here is probably the magnum opus of this show. Would definitely be if you're going to listen to one thing from the Vineta show, it's got to be the Dark Star El Paso. And as much as I want to play that, it's close to 40 minutes in length altogether. And I think I'd lose some people that way. So we're not going to do that. But if you enjoy what you hear today, go listen to the Dark Star. It's amazing. Another huge highlight from the show is the China Cat Rider, which is what I'm going to play next. And I know I play these two songs pretty frequently on the show, but it just so happens that they are often the highlight of a lot of performances. So this is one of the cases where there's like six or seven highlights, but China Cat Rider is definitely up there. This is one of my favorite versions of these two songs. So yeah, China Cat Sunflower, I Know You Rider, August 27th, 1972. Enjoy.
Peeking through a lace bandana like a one, I'd Cheshire like a diamond. I'd jump a leaf of all colors, blaze a golden string, feed up to a double. Thank you. lesson, Lord, I could not take my
China Cat Rider from August 27th, 1972. Definitely love the little the jam kind of in between the two songs. I think on Apple Music it's classified as still being in China Cat, but I kind of feel like it's, you know, exists in sort of the in between. And yeah, they really hit a stride there, as they do many times in this show. You're gonna hear me say that a lot, because the caveat is just, every song is great here. I mean, not every song is the best version of it. I, like, don't particularly love the deal. The Jackstraw's all right. But, you know, a lot of the other stuff is top tier. And just to kind of illustrate that, HeadyVersion.com, which is kind of like a group aggregate rating site for Grateful Dead songs, kind of for people to like vote on what their favorite live performances of each song is. Great platform for finding new stuff and also just being able to kind of like read comments and see what people think about different versions. Most songs that are ranked kind of number one tend to have like over 70 upvotes, which is kind of like, you know, you like whatever, you guys get it. This show in Vanita has, count it with me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 songs all over 100 votes here, and 4 of those are over 200. People love this concert. I think almost a little too, people are a little bit too kind to some of the other songs, but people love the show, and I think understandably so. And it's a shame, because I think that outside of the Dark Star, another huge highlight is the playing in the band, which again, I'm not going to play just because it's a little too long, but they hit a stride in that song that is unbelievable. And one of the better jams from 1972, one of the better jams really ever that the band's ever, I guess, got to, I guess. Up next, He's Gone, one of my personal favorites. Definitely, this was the first version of this song that I ever heard, so I hold it, you know, it's pretty special to me. Actually, like, all of the songs on here are probably the first version of them that I've ever heard. This was a very kind of formative show for me to find pretty early on. It was great because, you know, so much of the band's real highlight kind of early material is on display here. And so it's a great way to kind of get acquainted with early 70s Dead. Yeah, He's Gone, 1972. I mean, can't go wrong with this. It's one of the best for a reason. Come back to the PSA after. Enjoy.
Now he's gone.
like I told you what I said. Steal your face right off your head. He's gone. Now he's gone. Oh, he's gone.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there.
Thank you, Willie. All right, so you just heard He's Gone. Classic. Don't need to say much about it. Yeah, another fun little story from... this Vanita show. So I've been mentioning Darkstar El Paso a lot, and for those of you who aren't familiar, Darkstar is a jam vehicle. It's a song, but it's like not really a song. There's two verses, and that's, you know, kind of it. So you can do anything with it is the whole point, and I think that's why the band loves it so much. So they, you know, tend when Darkstar is played, sometimes it transitions into something else semi-frequently. But one of the kind of rarer transitions and has kind of become, I guess, like, beloved by Deadheads, I think largely because of this show, because, again, it's only been done Let me check here. Four times. They've done this four times in their existence. They decided to transition Darkstar into El Paso. Now, what happens is this isn't what's written on the set list. If you look at the Vanita set list, it very clearly says Morning Dew. So the story, and you can kind of see this when you watch the film, although Bobby and Jerry aren't really talking, you can tell that Bobby convinces them to go into El Paso instead of Morning Dew. And you can even kind of hear the first chords of Morning Dew start to come out kind of at the end of that Darkstar. And it's very clearly, you know, quickly stopped before deciding to go into really a song that I don't think I would ever kind of picture coming after, especially the ending of that Darkstar, which is super kind of out there and loud and brash. El Paso is not the song that I would expect them to go into, but that's what they decided to do. And it's become kind of iconic since then. Of course, my first Dead & Company show, had I gone to the one before, which was of course played in the same venue, and I probably should have, they did it. They did the Darkstar of Paso. So that would have been fun to have caught live, but I'll take the Darkstar Big River that I saw this summer instead. Up next, outside, again, I keep saying Darkstar. If I had to pick one song from this entire show that I would say is my favorite, it's this, and I don't really think it's particularly close. Birdsong, written for Janis Joplin, of course, by Robert Hunter and Jerry Garcia. I think it's like probably dollar for dollar the prettiest Dead song, if not the prettiest, it's one of the prettiest. Absolutely beautiful. I was lucky enough to hear it this summer, which was something I'd been, you know, really wanting to hear for a long time, so that was very nice. And this is the version that kind of kickstarted my love for this song, and has made it one that I'm always looking out for whenever I'm at live shows, or if I'm looking at a you know, set list and I see it on there, I'm going to be more likely to listen to the show as a result of it. It's absolutely beautiful, and I don't really want to, you know, gas it up too much more. I just kind of want to let you guys hear it. So this is Birdsong from Vanita 72. Enjoy. Thank you.
sing. All I know, she sang a little while and then threw on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you snow and rain. If you hear that same sweet song again, you know why. So sweet is passing by. Laugh in the sunshine, sing, cry in the dark, fly through the night.
Song, love it. I don't think you could write a more beautiful tribute to somebody if you really tried. I think Hunter and Garcia kind of nailed that one. I'm still kind of having a hard time processing this. While I was playing He's Gone, of all songs, James Casey, his death was announced. I guess I was lucky enough to see him with Phil Lesh in July, just last month. And I didn't even know he had colon cancer. But yeah, he passed away today, which is a shame. He's an incredibly talented musician, and it really added a lot to that show in particular. And I know he played frequently with Trey and other people, and so it's pretty incredible to kind of see the outpouring of love from the community really just in the last 15 minutes. So, going to see how that kind of continues to play out. But yeah, that's eerie. Of every song I could have been playing, I guess it's fitting. Yeah. He's Gone Birdsong. I'm going to wrap it up with, I guess, kind of the namesake for this show. When it was officially released in 2013, the band gave it the name Sunshine Daydream, or they called it the Complete Sunshine Daydream Concert, which I don't really know if people refer to it as that, as much as that was just kind of like the band's, I guess, label for it. But yeah, that's because of the Sugar Magnolia at the end here, where, you know, Bob and Donna start, you know, famously kind of explode into the Sunshine Daydream aspect or part of that song. So we're gonna go ahead, play that, wrap things up, end on a high note. And I'll be back next week, first day of school, almost gonna have a show, so that should be fun. The day before the first day of school, it's Labor Day. So yeah, if you wanted to tune in on the 4th, you know, same time, same place. But yeah, thanks for joining me for this little brief assortment of what makes Vanita so special. And if you enjoyed it, go check out the rest of the concert. This has been Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Memphis Freeform Radio. Gonna leave you all a Sugar Magnolia.
never felt magic, crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, brighten my northern sky. I've been a long time that I'm waiting. I've been a long time that I'm blown. I've been a long time that I've wandered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could, straighten my new mind's eye.